We want to broaden our coverage of the top story this morning, that earthquake off the coast of Japan, 8.8 magnitude, that triggered a massive tsunami, the death toll in the hundreds at this point. And we want to take a look at the economic impact, clearly the human impact, the most important part of the story. But with us now is New York Times finance reporter Louise Story. And Louise, this is clearly, this event is having a major impact on the markets.
It absolutely is. This is not just a tsunami earthquake anywhere. This is a tsunami earthquake in a mega economy, one that's very important to the world economy, and one that's already troubled. You know, the rating agencies have been warning about Japan's economy for a few months because they have so much debt there. The public debt there is, you know, two times the size of the economy, of GDP in Japan. So already this morning, we're seeing a lot of calls for the prime minister there to possibly step down. You're seeing the Bank of Japan come out and say that they will increase liquidity to smooth the markets, but the Bank of Japan there, their central bank, has already set their target interest rate at zero, so they just don't have many levers to pull.
Well, and you mean markets never like uncertainty, and this comes at the same moment that we have unrest in the Middle East, and we just got the announcement this morning that Chinese inflation rose more than estimated, which all that uncertainty, all that sort of changeableness seems to be affecting the markets and could last for a while.
It absolutely could. And the question is, which way will it drive things like oil prices? Because, of course, you know, the unrest in the Middle East was driving oil prices up a lot. That caused us to see the U.S. deficit grow last month, and that's hurting the U.S. economy in some ways. But on the other hand, with Japan is in trouble, they won't be such a big oil buyer. So that might make oil prices go down, which is what it looked like happened this morning.
Yeah, although they've come back again. It's now just over 100 on the NYMEX.
Uh-huh. So it's wavering right around. It's clearly a very uncertain time as to how this really important economy affects the broader unrest and the global worry that we're starting to have early this year.
We've got an unstable connection with you there, Louise Story. I'm seeing the headlines that Brent crude slid almost 2% as the Japanese were forced to shut down their processing plants, and that actually hit the demand outlook for oil, although that, expectedly, that particular part of it should change, and that should be temporary, that effect.
That's right. There's certain things in Japan, you know, when you have Toyota shutting down plants, for instance, they'll reopen them. So that will be temporary. But the thing is, Japan doesn't have a ton of money to put to this. As I was saying, their public debt is two times the size of their economy. And the rating agencies, you know, Moody's and Standard & Poor's, have been warning about Japan's debt. And so if the government there has to spend a lot more money to handle this, which they probably will, there's a lot of damage, you've got to watch if the debt of Japan gets downgraded. And if that happens, it can be very bad for the country because their funding costs will go up. It can be, you know, a very bad thing in this kind of economy.
Louise, a quick comment on the weirdness of the markets. How do oil, gold, and the rest of the equities markets trade down at the same time? It never happens.
It is a really weird thing because, you know, normally in an uncertain time, gold is up.
Right.
Because gold is safe. But it's because we have these really different parts of the world erupting at once, and it's hard to see how they'll even out in terms of pushing the economy up or down.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the economic uncertainty after the massive earthquake that hit off the coast of Japan this morning, triggering a massive tsunami. At this point, we have no idea what the death toll could be, though, although we know it will be at least in the hundreds. Thank you so much, Louise.
Thank you.